Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Baptism is Not the Gospel. One of the most serious errors that has ever infiltrated the church is that water baptism is somehow involved in salvation. This is a false gospel. Paul point blank tells us that baptism is distinct from the gospel. 1 Corinthians 1:17. Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach a gospel. Not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. After his resurrection, Christ, quote, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Luke 24:27. This is the New Testament gospel. But he shared it with them out of the Old Testament scriptures. The gospel is embedded in the Old Testament scriptures. In Luke 24:44-47, we find that Jesus opened the understanding of the disciples on the Emmaus Road so that they could comprehend the Old Testament scriptures, telling them, quote, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. This is the gospel message. It is the message that calls for repentance, and it is this message that he then tells the disciples, and you are witnesses of these things. Paul's gospel message concerning the death and resurrection of Christ, which he shared far and wide with everyone, was embedded in the Old Testament scriptures. The full gospel of Christ was fully found in those Old Testament scriptures. Acts 26:22-23. Therefore, having obtained help from God to this day, I stand witnessing both to small and great, saying no other things than those which the prophets and Moses said would come. Could you get this? Saying no other things than that which is found in the prophets and Moses. And then he says that Christ would suffer, and he would be the first to rise from the dead, and will proclaim light to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles. Romans 1:1-2. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Paul's gospel, by which we are saved, was according to the Old Testament scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel, which I preached to you, which you also received, and in which you stand, by which you also are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. The point is that baptism was not a part of this Old Testament gospel. Baptism is not found in the Old Testament at all. Baptism is not the gospel. The Jews in the Old Testament practiced ceremonial cleansing rituals, but the ritual of water baptism proper, as it came to be practiced in the New Testament, was first introduced by John the Baptist, who got the idea from heaven, by the way, Mark 11:30. John's baptism was a ritual that signified repentance in preparation for the coming Messiah. New Testament baptism identifies with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. In Galatians 1, Paul at length shows that his gospel came directly from Jesus Christ alone. Ananias showed up by then talking to Paul about baptism, but not about the gospel. Galatians 1:8, but even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. Any other gospel other than that which was preached by Paul is accursed. It is most serious to make baptism or any other work a part of the gospel message. Once people believe the gospel, of course, they are then commanded to be baptized. But baptism comes after salvation as a testimony of identification and is not the means of salvation. Baptism is the fruit of salvation, not the root. Romans 1:16, Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, also for the Greek. Baptism doesn't change our state, but simply states our change. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.